SBS Radio.
So, Ravi Chand, welcome to SBS Hindi. Tell us something about yourself first. When did you move to Australia? How was your life here? And what are you doing now?
Well, I moved to Australia in 1981. I was about 4 years old. I came from Fiji with my parents. I was probably 4 years old at the time. Couldn't speak English very well, and my Fijian and Indian accent was very strong. So now I'm edging towards 43 years old, and as you can tell by the Australian accent, definitely learned how to speak English and Aussie language as well. I now am an emerging film producer and screenwriter.
You grew up in Sydney, right?
No, I grew up in Melbourne.
And you grew up in Melbourne. So was it tough growing up as a migrant, as a foreigner in Australia?
It was really tough. So you've got to remember now, I see a lot, you look around Sydney, you look around Melbourne in particular, you see a lot of vibrant South Asian, Indian, Sri Lankan, Pakistani communities. Back then, in primary school, when I first started, I think it was in prep, when I was like five, I was one of two brown kids in the entire school. So I first went to school and, because my English wasn't that good, I thought the kids were giving me nicknames and they were laughing and joking with me, and I thought that was fun. And I went back home and told my mum what they were saying, and they ended up being racist slangs to me, and they were being quite racist to me, which my mum didn't like very much. So at that point, that's why she said, you have to speak English all the time now so you can pick up English. And even as I got older, through high school, I tried to become as Australian as possible so I could fit in. I learned to play Aussie rules football, and I was really good at it. I played for club, I played for high school, and even on the football field, I found that the one thing that they would always use to try and get under my skin was to make racial remarks. And at that time, it didn't matter if you were what colour you were. If you were African, if you were Indian, whatever shade of brown you were black. And I always got used to being called black, and all the racist names that came with being black as well. As I got older, particularly being in a private school up until year nine and then going to a state school, I found very quickly that the way to shut up the bullies was I learned to fight back, and I did, and that shut them up. And even now, like as I go into my work life, and a lot of people that are, second, third generation migrants will know that you still will face, I think in inverted commas they call it casual racism. So it has been really tough, but you learn to adjust. And you learn to get stronger at everything.
What helped you?
I think when I was growing up, there was nobody that was actually on TV that I saw that really looked like me at all. The one thing that really, one of the moments that really stands out was I was in primary school, and I used to be really good at being able to imitate people. And one day we had a disco, and there was a boy that was dancing Michael Jackson, and he was like, and I could see he wasn't doing it very well. I was like, no, not like that, like this. And then I started dancing, and I got so lost in the moment, I didn't realize that when the song finished and I looked up, every single person in that hall had stopped dancing and had formed a circle around me and was watching. And after the song, they all came up to me, and they're like, oh, well done, that was really cool. And from that moment on, I thought I wanted to be the next Michael Jackson. And so I started looking towards people that I saw on TV, film, music videos. So I guess it was the people that I saw on screen that helped me get through it. And a lot of the movies that I saw that were about standing up and civil rights, and, I'd hear people like Nelson Mandela talk as well, and that would really inspire me to keep going as well.
You are a student of cinema as well, and you have researched the presence of South Asians in this scenario, in this sector. What are your thoughts?
I think one of the things that stood out the most was there's a really big push at the moment now about diversity. And it's a really good thing that there is a really big push about it. Film Victoria and Screen Australia are doing a fantastic job of trying to get out more diverse opportunities, more roles for in front of and behind the camera for people from diverse backgrounds, particularly. But what I found from South Asians, so where we've come from is, and I think a lot of us, people would be able to identify with this, is that when you're growing up, our poo was one of the banes of our existence. That a lot of Australians, a lot of people that weren't Indian, that weren't South Asian, thought that that's what Indian South Asian people were like, and got teased a lot about it. So now that we've moved, I think there's an understanding on the screen industry that that's not appropriate, that's not how Indians are, and that's not the way to portray them, like we're all idiots. However, the starting point from where we begin, it seems like they're saying, okay, that's where we're at, that's where we come from, that's where we should begin to move forward from. So it seems like people are saying, you know, you're getting more screen time, so therefore you that's diversity. But from what I saw, diversity just doesn't equal screen time. It's about getting the correct representation. So if you're going to represent somebody that's Sri Lankan, Indian, Pakistani, you better make sure that there are people in that writer's room that are of that culture to advise you of what they're like, because we're not all painted. We shouldn't be painted all with the same brush. We are a very, very diverse group of people and should be treated accordingly.
And chalte chalte, are you working on something particular now that you can share with us?
Yeah, I've got a number of projects that I'm working on. So I've got a TV series which I've been developing for almost 9 years now, and developing that into a web series, which is a proof of concept because I've got a digital marketing background. I've got a documentary at the moment now I'm working on as part of the Documentary Australia Foundation program, Storyworks program, and looking at doing a proof of concept for that documentary. And I've also written a feature film as well, half of it. Currently he's based in the UK, the other half across in India. So those are the projects I'm working on.
Well, very promising, and we are very excited to watch them all. All the best from SBS Hindi.
Thank you. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
आपका समुदाय आपकी बातें SBS हिंदी sbs.com.au